CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 20th of March 2022. Here are the main news headlines. COVID closes the RSGB National Radio Centre. British summertime starts on the 27th. Events to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Unfortunately, it'll be necessary to close the RSGB National Radio Centre for a week, starting on Monday the 21st of March. A number of our NRC volunteers have COVID, and the Society doesn't have enough available volunteers to welcome the hundreds of people who visit each week. The RSGB hopes to reopen the centre on Monday the 28th of March. Please check the RSGB and NRC websites for updates before travelling. In the UK, the clocks go forward 1 hour at 1 a.m. on the last Sunday in March, which is the 27th of March in 2022. This is known as British Summertime, or BST. The clocks don't change again until the 30th of October. If you're entering contests, please check the times. The RSGB is offering a wide range of amateur radio activities to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, from special event stations to an innovation competition, a radio tournament and an operating award. The Society hopes there's something for everyone. You can read an outline of each of these activities now, and further details will follow shortly. Take a look at the April issue of Radcom or the Society's website at rsgb.org. The RSGB Legacy Fund, thanks to the generosity of donors, has significant financial resources available to encourage and develop amateur radio. The Legacy Committee, which is a subcommittee of the RSG Board, considers proposals for grants to be given to projects from the Legacy Fund. The RSGB is seeking members to join the Legacy Committee, preferably with experience of grant applications or experience within the charitable sector. For more information or just for an informal chat, contact the RSGB Board Chairman, Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, via the email chairman@rsgb.org.uk. Now, in its 20th year, SOS Radio Week celebrates the work of the volunteers of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, National Coast Watch Institution, and in 2022 the many independent lifeboat and rescue organisations around our coasts. SOS Radio Week 2022 starts at 0000 UTC on the 1st of May and concludes at 2359 UTC on the 31st of May. To coincide with the RNLI's own May Day fundraising month, participants are encouraged to become an official registered station and make as many contacts as possible, mentioning the reason for the event during the contacts. For further details, please visit sosradioweek.org.uk, where you can also register to take part. The RSGB is delighted to be planning an in-person convention again on the weekend of the 7th to the 9th of October. The Society will also live stream some of the presentations in a new hybrid event format. Please share your suggestions for topic and speakers you'd like to hear at the event by completing the RSGB's very short survey. The deadline for responses is Thursday the 31st of March. You can find the survey on the RSGB website. Now for details of rallies and event, the Kellington ARS Rally takes place on the 27th of March. It'll be held in Kellington Town Hall. A date for your diary, the National Hamfest will take place on the 14th and 15th of October at the Newark Showground, which is NG242NY. Please send your rally and event details as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom, on GB2RS and online. Now for DX News, Janp IK1TTD will be active as 3A stroke call sign from Monaco between the 25th and 27th of March. Main activity will be during the CQ Worldwide WPXSSB contest, QSL via his home call, direct or via the Bureau. Helmut DF7EE will be active again as CT9 stroke call sign from Madeira AF014 from the 22nd of March to the 1st of April. This includes participation in the CQ Worldwide WPXSSB contest, in which he'll be at CQ3W, QSL for both call signs, via Logbook of the World and Club Logs OQRS. Alex DD5ZZ will be active again as OA7 stroke call sign until approximately mid-May, including an entry in the CQ Worldwide WPXSSB contest. He'll be operating 10 to 40 meter bands QSL via home call and logbook of the world. Another special event news: celebrating 20 years of the summits on the aero board, GB20 SOTA will be active from a Welsh SOTA summit until the 26th of March. QSL via the Bureau or direct to M1EYP. France PC2F will be active as PF01 Max until the 20th of November over the 22 Grand Prix weekends of this year's FIA Formula One World Championship. QSL via PC2F, either direct or via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. DARC is the German IARU member society, and their special event team will be activating DA22 WARD, that's WARD, until the 30th of April in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day on the 18th of April. Now for contest news. This weekend, the Bartag HF RITI contest ends its 48-hour run at 01:59 UTC on the 21st, using the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10-metre bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is serial number and time in UTC. The all-mode SHF UK activity contest takes place on Tuesday between 19:30 and 22:30 UTC, using the 1.2 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the SSB leg of the 80-metre club championship contest runs from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the CQWPX contest runs from 0000 UTC on the 26th to 23:59 UTC on the 27th, SSB only. 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted. The exchange's signal report and serial number. CQ Amateur Radio Magazine said that it will not accept competitive entries in any of its sponsored contests by amateur radio stations in Russia, Belarus or the separatist Donbass region of the Ukraine. Further events will be considered on a case-by-case basis depending on the situation at that time. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Well, they write, what a mixed week of solar activity we've just had. Last week we forecast that we could expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions over the last weekend, but we didn't expect to see the KP index hit 6. Sunday, the 13th, saw ground-based magnetometers hit hard with at least 15 hours of unsettled conditions when the KP index fluctuated between 5 and 6. This was caused by a full halo coronal mass ejection, or CME, that was observed coming off the sun on Thursday the 10th. This had a strongly negative BZ component, so more easily coupled with the Earth's magnetic field. The net result was a decline in MUFs, reports of visible aurora in Scotland and complaints about HF conditions with the ensuing G2 magnetic storm. Saturday wasn't too bad, with lots of contacts being made during the early part of the Commonwealth contest. 20-metre contacts with New Zealand ZL6HQ station were also possible from the UK, although signals were very fluttery. The short path to ZL goes through the North Pole auroral zone, so it's not surprising the signals were affected, despite the KP index being down to 1 from 5 during late morning. The solar flux index held firm at 125 on Saturday, but was already declining and was down to 107 by Thursday. So, after last week's onslaught, what do we have in store for this week? That is next week. NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Centre thinks that the solar flux again will decline from a predicted 115 on Saturday down to 95 on Friday the 25th. The geomagnetic conditions prediction has the KP index rising to 4 on Sunday, but it may then decline to 2 by Wednesday the 23rd. The risk of an Earth-facing coronal mass ejection seems to have declined with a decrease in solar activity, so for once it looks like a good thing. VHF and up. High pressure will dominate the weather charts over the next week or more, centred a long way east over Poland and the Baltic, but with a strong ridge extending west towards the British Isles. These large highs are usually associated with a marked temperature inversion, and this is a good omen for extensive tropo. This works best if there's moisture below the inversion, so misty low cloud or fog will be a good indicator for better conditions. When the forecast is for dry, sunny weather, this usually means that the tropo may not be so reliable. Paths across the North Sea to Northern Europe and into the Baltic region are worth extra attention. It's a good time to get together a list of beacons from the region, either from the RSGB website or from beaconspot.uk, and check the various clusters for signs of activity. We are nearly there for the sporadic E season, but not quite. Aurora and meteor scatter are still worth looking into. The moon will be waning throughout this week with the lowest declination on Friday, Saturday. However, path loss is also at a minimum this week, so conditions should be good until the 23rd, when the moon moves into the noisier part of the sky for several days. The early part of the week should provide opportunities for stations with fixed or limited elevation adjustment due to the low elevation of the moon. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Until next week.